Yeah, that little UPS is quite slick, and it works really well. It gives several hours of runtime. I haven't even found out. I have no way of judging because I can't get the web UI to work, and there's no indicators no hardware. There's an LED for charging, and there's an LED for on, and there's another LED, and they got very sparse documentation on the one that I got, but it leads me to believe that those LEDs, those two LEDs, are supposed to give some sort of an indication of capacity. I don't know. But I've not seen any way to outwardly indicate, you know, how much capacity is left in the thing. So, you know, all you can do is just guess, you know, and wait till it just abruptly shuts down, make a note of it, and say, okay, it ran for 4 hours, so, you know, I know that I shouldn't have it offline for more than three before I got to start worrying. I don't know. But it is a UPS. It's not really a USB battery, per se. And, you know, it's designed to be plugged in, and, you know, and then you just pull it off. You know, so I'm just looking to see if I can get, like, let's say I can get, you know, 4 or 5 hours out of it. Then that's fine because, you know, at most I'll pull it off to do a little trip, you know, but honestly, you can jump in the car and plug it in when you get in the car. And then when you get where you're going, you could plug it in and, you know, if all you need is for it to transition, you know, leave it on and let you transition from, you know, power source to power source, then I guess it really isn't, isn't that big of a deal. Now, you know, of course, you can get I got that other battery that when I showed you that 5,000 milliamp hour one, I could just put it on that in the morning and not worry about it. You know, I had a 10,000 and good grief, it was lasting a day and a half. So, you know, I think a 5,000 will be more than adequate but, you know, it's bulkier and bigger and all that good stuff. So I'm playing.